Lawmakers in our region are weighing into the debate over what to do in Syria. While Congress is usually marred by partisan gridlock, the question of whether to follow last night's airstrikes with further military force divides members of the same party. More from WHYY Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo.
Many lawmakers are surprised by how quickly President Trump changed his approach to Syria. Just last week, his administration signaled that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was there to stay, which critics say emboldened him to use the chemical weapons against his people. But by the end of the week, the president launched a bombing campaign that Democratic Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania says was long overdue.
I've said for years that we should have hit his airfields.
Casey opposes sending ground troops into Syria. He's calling on President Trump to keep pressing for removing Bashar al-Assad and to lay out a clear strategy in the region. But Casey says last night's airstrikes were justified.
The idea that we can just condemn it and move on is just totally unacceptable. So it's been a source of frustration for me for years, literally.
Other Democrats say they're worried that the president launched an airstrike without asking permission from Congress. Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey says he's got lots of questions.
I want to understand the justification for the strike. Clearly there are rules in terms of the president's ability to use military force, and so I have a lot of concerns.
Fellow Democratic Senator Chris Coons from Delaware says the strategy in the region needs to be much broader than just a military solution.
I expect the Trump administration to consult with Congress and Congress to do its job to help develop a strong and positive strategy for how to engage in Syria, both against ISIS and Assad, and to ask and push probing questions forward for the administration about how long, how will we pay for it, and how will we resolve it.
New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez is sponsoring legislation to put more sanctions against top Russian officials who are helping prop up the Syrian leader.
You need to change the dynamics. Pendulum has swung to Assad because of Russia and Iran. Unless you hold them accountable as well and change the dynamics, you're not going to get a political solution.
Syria has been locked in a nasty civil war for the past few years, which Philadelphia Democratic Congressman Brendan Boyle says is unacceptable.
This has probably been the biggest black eye in U.S. foreign policy over the last 5 years. The situation is enormously complex.
Boyle says this week's gas attack was a game changer.
The vivid, disgusting images of children gasping for their last breaths brought me to tears. I think it moves most, if not all, people. It's a vivid sign of the brutality of the Assad regime and also its backer in Vladimir Putin and the Russian regime.
Boyle is also calling for more sanctions against Russian and Syrian officials.
I've been concerned that this administration would come in and roll back the existing sanctions. I'm hoping that the apparent reversal of President Trump on the way he views the Syria situation, I hope that he's also reversing himself on how he views Vladimir Putin as well.
Republican Congressman Tom MacArthur from South Jersey is also calling on the Trump administration to use smart diplomacy to ratchet up pressure on Assad from all sides.
Syria's allies, Iran and Russia, bear some responsibility for this. And as we have, as has been clearly demonstrated over the last 8 years, 9 years, we cannot just march in and fix what's going wrong in Syria.
Congress is now in recess for 2 weeks. But if the fighting escalates, some lawmakers say they should cancel their break and come back to debate how to respond to the conflict. For WHYY News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.